Welcome back to Win the Day Replay, going back to the music that built our faith. From 2003, here's Mercy Me. This song spent 23 weeks at number one on the Billboard Christian Songs charts and was the Dove Award Song of the Year. Word of God Speak on Win the Day Replay.
I'm finding myself at a loss for words. And the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. God, speak. I'm finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise. All that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet hear your voice. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay.
Slow down, reflect, and grow deeper in faith. Find it all at wintheday.life.
We will bow before His throne.
Win the Day Replay with Twyla Paris from 1985. That was a foundational 80s worship classic and a longstanding congregational favorite we will glorify. We go from 1985 to 1994, and here comes Amy Grant along with Vince Gill. While this song didn't chart on mainstream Christian radio, it focused instead on pop and adult contemporary. It peaked number 5 on the Billboard Adult Contemporary chart, number 37 on the Billboard Hot 100. The album itself was a massive 1994 release on Christian music charts. Here's House of Love from Amy Grant and Vince Gill on Win the Day Replay.
Well, I left you any amount of money, you'll be coming back to you. Ooh, I know there ain't no doubt about it. Sometimes life is funny, you think you're in your darkest hour.
Here's fellow believer in Christ, Matt Hart, on ways to deepen your faith.
You want to have a great relationship with Christ, then you need to be spending time with people who also make that a priority. That's one way of helping in that is just making sure that you're surrounding yourself with people about that. And my other encouragement is to pray about that. I mean, I do. I pray for God to bring people into my life who can influence me for Him. Show me other strong believers, you know, and show me what God's wanting me to learn and let me learn from other people. So I think you can be intentional about it, but I also think you can pray about it and God will, you know, bring you people who will do that.
Find Matt's podcast and many others to deepen your relationship with Christ at wintheday.life. That's wintheday.life. The second chapter of Acts from 1977 and a song entitled Yahweh. That song was released on the triple LP How the West Was Won. It was featured on their 81 compilation album Encores, and it is a fan favorite. We go to 1986. Here come the Hosanna Singers, a song written by Don Moen. This is a classic praise hymn often used in choral settings and remains a staple in church hymnals and choral anthologies globally. Worthy, you are worthy. It's the Hosanna Singers on Win the Day Replay. Win the Day replay from 1986 on the Hosanna Singers and Worthy, You Are Worthy. Stay tuned next hour. We're spotlighting the Newsboys on hour two of Win the Day replay.